If those guys can make a tournament, we thought we'd devise one of our own creation. How about Song of the Week? I'm here with my co-judge,
Stephen Thompson.
Hey, Stephen.
Hello, Jackie.
You're the curator of Song of the Day on our very own website, nprmusic.org, and that's something that you do Monday through Friday and actually make a living at. So we asked you to come here and pick your Song of the Week.
It is a terrible, terrible job.
Someone has to do it.
I know.
So can we just kind of do the runner-up thing?
The runners-up, and I love these. I don't like to rank them. You know, they're like my children. But here's Oh Ramona by a one-man band called The Hospital Ships. Do Something by the band Smoking Popes, and Dying Is Fine by a wonderful band called Ra Ra Riot.
Oh, Ramona, where have you been? Make me want to do something, make me want to scream.
So I got to say, I like this Dying Is Fine by Ra Ra Riot.
It's a wonderful song.
I would have picked it for Friday.
when you're thinking about death?
Well, when I'm thinking about the end of the week. What's the line here?
The song is built around a line in an E.E. Cummings poem, and the line is, "Oh baby, I wouldn't like death if death were good." And there's actually a sad story behind the band where one of their members died. It's ultimately this very stirring, kind of sweetly uplifting songs where the strings kind of fuel this wonderful kind of heart-swelling rock song. And I love it.
Yeah, I really like it too. Good. We have agreement. My co-judge. How much does the news or current events or your own mood influence your picks? I mean, does Monday sound different from Friday? Does a good day sound different from a day of sorrow?
a day of sorrow. I mean, I would say seasons probably influence it more than day of the week. Around this time of year, it's really great to do songs that evoke springtime.
Okay, delightful. Pushing up daisies, daffodils.
Pushing up daisies?
Well, I was thinking of the Dying Is Fine song. drum roll time now. What is your pick of the week?
My pick of the week is a Swedish band called Marching Band. And this particular song, it's called Make No Plans, and the chorus just goes, I'll call you on the phone, make no plans tomorrow. And it's just this very innocent, charming, almost sort of childlike pop song.
Call you on the phone tonight, just make no plans tomorrow.
Gotta say, your tastes are different than mine. I think this is saccharine. Don't call me.
I tend to like it one way or another. I either like it to make my heart explode with joy, or I like it to just absolutely crush me under the weight of gallons of tears.
All right, let me see. Here's my song of the week. It's Thursday's pick, Tracy Chapman. This is from her latest album, Our Bright Future.
What I love about this Tracy Chapman song, it's a very simple song. There's not a lot of narrative to it, unlike what you sometimes think of when you think of her music.
Sweet and high at the break of dawn, a simple tune that you can hum along to. I remember there was a time I used to sing for you.
Well, Stephen Thompson, I hope you'll come back again and play some more of your selections for us.
I would love to.
Stephen Thompson is the editor for NPR Music Online, and you can sign up for the Song of the Day newsletter and explore this week's picks at nprmusic.org.
I used to sing for you.
And parting words tonight from Charlie Brown. Here's what he said to Snoopy. The flood waters will recede, the famine will end, the sun will shine tomorrow, and I will always be here to take care of you. That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Leiden.